we cannot love Krishna. And if he loves Krishna, it means that he is loving all. He cannot be cruel. He cannot be. He will always be to not be cruel. I also always keep and practice on this thing that we have done. So I want to develop that Krishna thing. And you should also try. This is preaching. If you are not preaching this, then you are preaching nothing. Our goal and object of life is this. Prem Prayojan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, every day in Srimad Bhagavatam. The first stage of this frame is bhakti, sadhana bhakti. Next is bhava bhakti. Third, that is why. I am sick always, I am now in old age, but yet I go, I am going here, there, being here also you are seeing, giving so much enthusiasm to all brahmacharis from top to bottom. My duty is this, to serve all. I never wanted, I am wanting to control anyone. Freely, you are saying, as Jagannath, you can say, you can tell anything you want, you can give suggestions. I don't want to come.
This place is so Vrindavan, Govardhan, Radha Kundan. There are two currents in Yamuna Ganges. This side, western side, Yamuna, this Mansi Ganga, and all rivers and sarovar of Vrindavan. And on that side, Ganga is covered in river in Himalaya, like Alkananda, Adhidati, Saraswati, Godavari, and all nesting in Ganges, that one on that side. Yamuna, in Yamuna there is Godavari, Narmada, and all other rivers, especially Mansi Ganga, where Krishna used to play his Govind and Govinda. So all rivers are here. So it is more sacred than prayer. More sacred. Know that here the glory of this is Bhuhan. You heard that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very little boy, reading in school, sometimes he used to go to Vidyanagar, very, very near to this place. And sometimes he used to take rest here. Also, the father of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the father of Nilambar Chakravarti and the father of platform for Kajal. We are very close friends. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes they used to go to Vidyasagar,
Vidyanagar,
to his father or brother, to read something, Nyaya, Navya Nyaya. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Sanyas, he was going to the Vrindavan, and he thought that I will go to Ganges, my mother, and I will meet my all friends in Navadi, and then from Navadi I will go to Vrindavan. When he came, he meets his mother, all friends, but he knows that he could not meet with his wife. This was a long meeting. He could not come to me. And all can be taken on after the meeting. Coming here, about 1 lakh of devotees were ready to go to Vrindavan with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And from here he entered and went to Kanai Nath Sara in Bihar, where Sanatan were there, telling Ramdev. And he made Sanatan there, their Prime Minister and Private Secretary of at that time, Sri Goswami was a little boy. In the night, Rupa Sanatan came. Mahaprabhu, he went up to Kanai Nath Sara. He went to Rupa Sanatan Goswami. Guru Goswami and Sanatana Goswami told that we want to give up all duties and we want to join you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that wait a little and then you could join me. Sanatana Goswami told he was very learned person and intelligent. They told that you should not go to Vrindavan with so many devotees. Why? You cannot concentrate and you will be always busy for their management. So try to go alone or if anyone more, two, not more than that.
You know that we are Sergalo.
We are so many devotees and we think that in evening, after evening, about 10,000 to 15,000 persons, devotees will come here. And we always in getting managing their Mahaprasadam, their about place and everything. I am sitting in my room, but my mind is going here and there always. So how can I do? So Sanatana Goswami told him that don't go with so many devotees there. There will be so many problems.
So you should return and go alone. Make a party, Kirtan party tomorrow.
Suboli. And next year, he took only one Brahmin and Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Brahmin to meet cook or Tushkata Mahaprabhu to take his commander and commander And Balabhadra Maharaj has done to whom and to help Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, Madhakar Pandit, Sarup Damodar, all requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, requested that he want to go with you, but he told that if I set you, then all will tell that why we are not going. So you should not go. I will say a person who is not known to anyone, then he took two persons, Brahmin and a man by the forest, which is known as that forest. He's called Hari Sandha. So, we should not come here. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after sannyas came here first time in the way of Vrindavan, first time, Gopal Chapal, Devananda Pandit, Gopal Chakravarti, and so many students, Sanskrit students, met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Devananda Pandit, you have heard that has offended Srivas Pandit. Those who are so worthless, Srivas Pandit, so many scholars, they have a class and they teach Bhagavatam, but they explain Mayavad Bhakti. So they have no connection with Srimad Bhagavat. Only Bhagavat can sing Bhagavat. They are not qualified to explain Srimad Bhagavat. So, Devananda Pandit was so lovely, but he was not bhakta. But by the grace of Srivastava and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became Vaishnava, and then he learned what is Srimad Bhagavatam. Shankar has told, Mahadeva Shankar has told, Aham Vedmi, Sukho Vetti, Dhyaso Vetti Namesiva, Bhagavatam, Bhaktya Bhagavatam Rajam Nabhubhya Nandikita. That, Aham Vedmi, I know Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukhadeva Goswami knows our Mahārāja. Aham Vedmi, Sukho Vetti. Sukh Goswami, he knows the real meaning and mood of Srimad Bhagavatam. Whether that knows or not, I don't know. Anyone cannot explain Srimad Bhagavatam by knowing so much Ved Upanishad, not by intelligence, not by anything, only by bhakti, Bhagavat can be known. So those who are actually not knowing ABCD, but they have touched their Gurudev and they have bhakti, then they can explain Srimad Bhagavat well. Like Srila Prabhupada Babaji Maharaj. Actually, he was not going knowing ABCD, or OA, Anuswar, Visarga, but actually, he was the master of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he has taught this. At the time of Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj, there were so many explainers of Bhagavatam. But Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj rejected them and he teaches the real meaning of Bhagavat to them. So only by bhakti Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, Chaitanya Charitamrita also, or the books of Goswami only can be known by success, not by learning or by meaning. Also not by ordinary bhakti. That should be bhav bhakti. Otherwise, sadhan bhakti. Very hard. So if there is bhav bhakti in Raganuga, line, in the line of Rupa Goswami, in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we can know something of Srimad Bhagavatam, otherwise no. So first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected Devananda Pandita, and after that he accepted when he took shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also, you know, Gopal Chakravarti of Saptagram, he was a great learned person, the Brahmin family, and he was the counselor of Govardhan, Hiranya Govardhan. Coming to sound that
we can all hear. We can all hear clearly. They can hear.
That Gopal Chakravarti, a learned person, he was telling that by Jnana we can have Mukti. One person told that by the name Mukti can be achieved. And he was telling that we cannot achieve Mukti without the help of Jnana. So there was discussion. In the meantime, Haridas Thakur came and they asked what is right or wrong. He told that there is no need of pure name for having Mukti. Only by Namapas we can achieve salvation or Mukti. And also we can go to Vaikunth by that Namapas. Pure name will be Prajapati, Prajprem and Krishna Deva. Then the Brahmin became so angry and he told that Haridas Thakur is quite wrong, I am right. Without science, we cannot achieve salvation. If Haridas Thakur is right, my nose will go away. And if I am wrong, then my nose will go. All the counselors began to do aha. They began to abuse that family. And next day, his nose became defective and gradually it was going off. After that, Govardhan, the father of Raghunath, he rejected and he went away. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then came, then Gopal Chakravarti came, whole body was covered with leprosy, nose has gone away. He came and fell flat on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, I cannot do anything. You should go to Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was there. He told that, Prabhu, I want that you should have mercy upon this self. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched him and by touching his leprosy went on, his nose came out and he became Vaishnava. So it is called, this place is called as
Aparadhanyan Path.
Also, Gopal Chakravarti, of Mayapur. They had done so much offense to the Lord's feet of Sivas Pandit. When the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to do kirtan in the house, Sivas Angan, he used to keep some
ampure.
Yeah. So he was also had a leprosy all over his body. He came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told him to go to Sivas Pandit and pray for his mercy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his mercy. And he again came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy, he became pure and he became also pure. So this place is known as Abrahma. I know that we are so much offensive. How? Because Krishna prays, we were chanting name. Name is so much powerful. That by one chanting name, Krishna Prem easily can come. Easily. But we are chanting so much, not coming. But is there defect there? Defect is that we have done often in past life. So Krishna Prem is not coming. Koti janme jabhi kare samana kirtan tabo dana paaye Krishna pade prema ka. If you are chanting, remembering, hearing Krishna, but knowing that Krishna name is only sadhana, not sadhya, then it is offensive. We should know that Krishna name and Krishna himself is the same thing. Krishna is not only sadhana, but it is sadhya. So by doing chanting, remembering always, and having this word in our heart that I will never do any offense in future, then this offense can go. Then Krishna will come. First Namaha heart will come, and then Krishna himself will come. So, this place is so glorious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has excused so many offenses for here. So if we call here from our heart that all is Ananda Prabhu, see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are so merciful that he told your one drop of mercy here. O Ganga Devi, O Jamuna Devi, O Nodi Dhan, you should be merciful to your so that our offenses will go away. And Krishna will come. So in Parikrama, you should try to have this mood. And I think that story, very soon you will have Krishna. Gaur Pramarambe, Hare Krishna.
Okay. You go to the Shankar camp, Acharya Shankar, and he wanted to preach his advice, but there, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that I ordered you to preach advice, but everywhere, but not in Vrindavan or Navadvipa, because these places are of prem, love and affection. So you should go out of this place. So he, Rudradev, Ekadash,
11,
Rudradev are. So Shankar with all other Rudras.
All the 11.
All are manifestations of Rudra. So all began to do astralities there. of Gauri Chandra and began to serve. Nearby there is a place, Simanta Deepa. Parvati came and he took darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Parvati.
Parvati. And he took feet dust of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and kept here like Indian chest white.
Hindu.
In the place of Hindu, he kept to took the dust of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, lotus feet, and kept here. So that
why also come na? The very time is not suitable for me to speak anything. Because that sound are coming in the Muslim time in India. Their room is India. And they see that possibly they have changed their religion. They bonded Indian Hindu to be Muslim, especially in Bengal, in this Bengal. So Hindus to keep their religion, they made this rule that wives should be, wives and ladies and women should be in their rooms only. They should not go out of room. And they should not sing out of their home. They should be in their room. They should be. They should not loudly talk to them, but to sing. So they made this rule that they will not sing in open any concert or meeting. They can do only this sound, Mangal Dhvani, auspicious song, like Shankha, this song. So from so many years, it is coming on. I think that though it is auspicious, but yet I think they can do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. It is more superior than that song. So gradually it is coming. Now the devotees, new devotees, they don't do, but from ancient India, we see that in Bengal, especially, they preserve this rule. You'll have to write them,
right?
Four calls of Vaishnava. Three, Brahma, Rudra, and Sam.
Kumar.
The three infant Lakshmi. Lakshmi, like a devotee or a worshipper, she serves Narayan. In what mood she serves Narayan? Those who follow that, they are called Sri Sampradaya. Any Sampradaya has not been introduced by Krishna himself or any manifestation of Krishna. Never. Knowing his power, Shakti Tattva, Acharya Tattva, they are the founder Acharya of this.
So Lakshmi is the founder acharya of Sri Sampradaya. She loves Narayan and sucks that she takes the feet of Narayan always in her heart, in his lap, serving always. In his service, so appellant is there, so appellant. And she always serving feet, not like embracing, not like Srimati Radhika or Gopi, not even like Sita. So this is called, this quality is called Sri Sampradaya. In Sri Sampradaya, coming, in Kali Yuga, Ramanuj came and he established the system of Vaishva. His guru was Jamunacharya, and Jamunacharya was Alvar. Alvar means? Siddha Guru. Siddha Bhakta. Realized soul. What was the teaching of Ramanujacharya? Vishishta Dvaitmar. Brahma is one without any second. But even he has some speciality. And that speciality is this world and Jiva. Like in this body there are three things. This body and then Karan Sari Manmuti Ankar Chitta, that is called Sukshma Sari. What is meaning of Sukshma?
Subtle body.
Combined of Manmuti Ankar Chitta and so there are three things. There is also fourth, Krishna himself or
Paramatma.
But here three things: body, mind and soul. Take soul as Narayan and Jiva Tattva like mind, Manbuddhi Hankarti, and this whole world like body. So there are two bodies. This world created by Mahamaya, Manbuddhi Hankarti, Astadha Prakriti, in Gita, Astadha Prakriti. There are eight kinds of Prakriti.
This.
So Ramana is told that this outer body is whole world created by Mahamaya. And Sukshma Sari, what?
Subtle body.
Is Jeev. And Atma like Narayan. Three things are there. Always permanent season. So with Jivas, with souls and Prakriti and this Brahmand all, there is one thing that is called Brahma. So Brahma is not anything zero or without any power, nothing. He is not Nirvishesh Brahma, but Savishesh Brahma. So Vishishta of Vai. Brahma is Narayan. But his body and mind is Jeev and Nishkati. So this is called Vishishta of Vai.
To them this Atma is Brahma.
Narayan is Brahma.
Narayan is Brahma. And they say Atma is also like Narayan.
I compared one. Like comparing. So, this is called distinct operation. But, like a Dasya Bhav, servant and Das and Prabhu, they serve Narayan. So there is Upasana, there is Vati. Secondly, Brahma is one founder of one god. And that god is called Brahma Sampradaya. The origin of Brahma Sampradaya is Brahma himself. And how he serves Krishna, that mood is called that mood is called Brahma Sampradaya. They follow this name. Though there is opulence, but Brahma has taken darshan of Krishna in Vrindavan. And he has taught cowherd boys and cows. Yeah. And he saw so many parts and substance. He also knows by Brahma Sangeeta. Brahma is disciple of Krishna. First, by the order of Yog Maya, by the order of Krishna, Yog Maya gave him Gopal Mantra, playing this mantra. And when he was mentioned in this mantra, then he himself, by his flute, he gave Kama Gayatri. To Shankar, to Sanatan, Sanatanandan, and for Lakshmi, it is not applied. Krishna has never given this mantra. But Krishna has given this mantra to
Brahma.
So Brahma Sampradaya is older than any Sampradaya. And authentic, most authentic.
More mature.
Also we see in Srimad Bhagavatam that when Brahma came from the
Padmanabha,
only there was water and water. A lotus flower came from the earth and Brahma was created there. He saw only water and water, nothing else. What could I do? Then at once he heard a sound, tapa, tapa. Then he did austerity. Tapa means austerity. Without taking anything, for thousand and thousand years, he offered himself and he became Sarnagat. At once, in his heart he saw Krishna. And Krishna himself told so many tattva. Who is Krishna? What is Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva, Guru Tattva, everything. But he could not realize it. Guru is telling that you are Jiva Tattva, you are not body and mind. Even listening this thing, we cannot realize. That is why we again and again
coming
in this world. We know that we are not body, we are not mind, but yet we are always in Maya. Why? Because we have no religion. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. We know, but we cannot realize. Krishna has come in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having the mood and beauty of Radhika. We have heard. Have you any realization? If you are not body, you are soul, then how, if a horn is given here, why is it? Feel it.
Pain.
Why pain? So, if there is no realization, it is incomplete. Krishna said that he has no realization of what I have told. Who am I? What is this world? Who are jivas? What is their religion? That he is not realized. Then he looked with his eyes mercifully and told that Grihana Gaditanmaya. What I have told, at once you took.
Like
hand, by eye, by his blessing. At once he realized. What is Krishna? What is Brahma Tattva? Jiva Tattva? Maya. Everything here at once. And he gave it to pass to his son Atharva. From Atharva, gradually it came up to the Bhakti Siddhanta Sati Thakur, our Gurudev, and to us. Gradually it came. Indeed, Narada, Brahma, after Brahma Narada, from Narada to Vyas to Gurudev Goswami, Madhvacharya, and gradually came. This is Brahma Sampradaya. Brahma Sampradaya, actually, Brahma Sampradaya from Brahma to Madhvacharya. But from this Sampradaya, a Shakha came.
Branch.
A branch came. Somewhere, Madhvendra Puripa. But they came, but some different. Not, they didn't adopt the whole story of Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya went directly to Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya went directly to Badrikasam and he goes to from that place. But there are some things, defects. He could not understand that. Defects. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he added some more Siddhant in that. So Brahma declared five Veds.
Different.
Brahma and Jeev. Between Brahma and Jeev, there is difference. Each Jeev is different from another Jeev. Different. Jeeve Jade. Between soul and free and all other things. Material. Jade Jade. Means?
What material things?
All other.
Yeah, that's
a life. Life means and poison. Different. Gold and silver. There are so much difference. And Jade Ishwara. There are five. If they are one, they cannot perceive Krishna. So there must be some difference between Krishna, Brahma and Jiva. Otherwise we cannot worship Krishna. So he get an idea that we should start like a servant to Krishna. But then some difference between Ramana and Madhva. We see how after that.
ब्रह्मा जी की थोड़ी क्या थी
उनका ब्रह्मा जी का नहीं मध्वाचार्य रामानुज का
वो तो विशिष्ट अध्याय के साथ
और मध्वाचार्य का द्वैत
द्वैत
शुद्ध द्वैत और
Kumar Jam.
Vishnu Swami, Shuddha Advaita. Shuddha Advaita. If Jesus has been liberated, yet there will be a difference between Jiva and Brahma. And in this world we see actually that there is so much difference. So, the difference we see, but actually no difference. Because the fingers are part of this body, so no difference between body and fingers, between body and eyes, no difference, because they are part of one body. So, actually Brahma is Shuddha Advaita. Only one Brahma is there. He is controller, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. But yet, there is vanity, not nirvishesh, not powerless. And he used to serve like Hayagriva, or Nrisimhadev. Nrisimhadev and Hayagriva are same thing, no difference. And after that, Sanat Sampradaya.
Kumar.
Sanat. At first they were Nirvishesh Vadi, Advaigyan Vadi. But by the mercy of Brahma, because he was devotee, he became devotee. And he went to Vaikunth and he saw the appearance of Narayan and he became his bhakta. So how he served those who follow this, they become Sanat Sampradaya. Afterwards they became Nimbaditya Sampradaya. And after that, someone told that